Bhagavad Gita as it is, 6th chapter, text 2. Now, so this one can be contributed to the public good. Yam sanyasam iti prahur.
Yam sanyasam iti prahur.
Yogam tam viti pandava.
Yogam tam viti pandava.
Naya sanyasta sankalpo.
Naya sanyasta sankalpo.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yam sanyasam iti prahur.
Yam sanyasam iti prahur.
Yogam tam viti pandava.
Yogam tam viti pandava.
Nahya sanyasta sankalpo.
Nahi sanyasta sankalpo.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yam sanyasam iti prahur.
Yam sanyasam iti prahur.
Yogam tam viti pandava.
Yogam tam viti pandava.
Sanyasta sankalpo.
Sanyasta sankalpo.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yam sanyasam iti praho.
Yam sanyasam iti praho.
Yogam tam vidhi pandava.
Yogam tam vidhi pandava.
Nahi sanyasta sankalpo. Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yam sanyasam iti praho.
Yam sanyasam iti praho.
Yogam tam vidhi pandava.
Yogam tam vidhi pandava.
Nahi sanyasta sankalpo.
Nahi sanyasta sankalpo.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yam sanyasam iti praho.
Yam sanyasam iti praho.
Yogam tam vidhi pandava.
Yogam tam vidhi pandava.
Nahi sanyasta sankalpo.
Nahi sanyasta sankalpo.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yam sanyasam iti praho.
Yam sanyasam iti praho.
Yogam tam vidhi pandava.
Yogam tam vidhi pandava.
Nahya sanyasta sankalpo.
Nahi sanyasta sankalpo.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yam.
Yam.
What?
What?
Sanyasam.
Sanyasam.
Denunciation.
Denunciation.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
It can face that way. The that machine speaker. Can face that way.
The speakers at the back.
Oh, the speakers are the other.
Yes.
They can face.
Face the other. Yes. The other.
Prabhu,
Prabhu,
they say,
Yogam,
Yogam, linking with the Supreme,
linking with the Supreme,
Tam,
Tam,
that, Vidhi,
Vidhi,
you must know, Pandava,
Pandava,
O son of Pandu,
O son of Pandu,
Na,
Na,
never,
he,
certainly,
asanyasta,
without giving up, sankalpaha,
sankalpaha,
desire for self-satisfaction,
yogi,
a mystic transcendentalist,
bhavati,
becomes,
kaschana,
anyone. What is called renunciation, you should know to be the same as yoga, or linking oneself with the Supreme, O son of Pandu. For one can never become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. Real sannyas yoga, or bhakti, means that one should know his constitutional position as the living. Just as the living entity and act accordingly. The living entity has no separate, independent identity. He is the marginal energy of the Supreme. When he is entrapped by material energy, he is conditioned. And when he is Krishna conscious, or aware of the spiritual energy, then he is in his real and natural state of life. Therefore, when one is in complete knowledge, one ceases all material sense gratification or renounces all kinds of sense gratificatory activities. This is practiced by the yogis who restrain the senses from material attachment. But a person in Krishna consciousness has no opportunity to engage his senses in anything which is not for the purpose of Krishna. Therefore, a Krishna conscious person is simultaneously a sannyasi and a yogi. The purpose of knowledge and of restraining the senses, as prescribed in the jnana and yoga processes, is automatically served in Krishna consciousness. If one is unable to give up the activities of his selfish nature, then jnana and yoga are of no avail. The real aim is for a living entity to give up all selfish satisfaction and to be prepared to satisfy the Supreme. A Krishna conscious person has no desire for any kind of self-enjoyment. He is always engaged for the enjoyment of the Supreme. One who has no information of the Supreme must therefore be engaged in self-satisfaction, because no one can stand on the platform of inactivity. All purposes are perfectly served by the practice of Krishna consciousness. Om Agyana Kimilantasya Jana Shadaya Chakshur Nidam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Maha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakata Mayam Tathati Shabadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamstra Sri Rupam Shabrasatam Shahadana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Krishna Sehitam Krishna Chaitanya Evam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahadana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Pulpaturupyascha Kripa Sintho Vyahevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yam sannyasam iti prahur. Yogam sam vidhi pandava. Nas hyasanyasta sankalpo. Yogo yogi pavati kaschana. Should we be moving up a little bit? So people know in the back. You might want to sit in the back. You might want to sit in the back. Yes. Babies get the privileged position of sitting in the back so that they have all of their options open. That way they're also far away from me because I've been known to do terrible things to babies who are disturbing class. So she'll have a chance to escape. All of her best interests. Okay. Yam sannyasam iti prahur yogam tam viti pandava. Nahya sannyasta sankalpo yogi bhavati kashchana. There's a significant line here. The living entity has no separate independent identity. Just the opposite of what we thought. The world is going on with the idea of individual independence, individual free choice, individuality, express your individuality, glory in your individuality. And that's all right. We also believe in individuality, but not independent individuality. Everyone is an individual. Krishna told Arjuna that you and I and all of these kings are all individuals. We existed as individuals in the past, we're individuals now, and in the future we'll also continue as individuals. But only one of those individuals is entirely independent, and that's Krishna. Avijñā svara. He's independent because there's no higher reality than him. Matta paritaram nanyat kinchit asti dinasya. My dear Arjuna, there's no truth higher than me. Parameshwara. Parameshwara means there's no controller above him. Ishvara Paramakrishna. Everyone else is controlled by him. Even Indra, Chandra, Brahma, Shiva, everyone is controlled by Krishna. But Krishna is not controlled by anyone. Therefore, Swarat, he's absolutely independent. He can do whatever he pleases. He's not answerable to anyone. He's not dependent on anyone. This word independent, not dependent. But we're all dependent. I'm dependent on my government. I'm dependent on my family. I'm dependent on my boss. I'm dependent on my own boss. I'm dependent on my clients. I'm dependent on my doctor. I'm dependent on my dentist. I'm dependent on the grocery store. Or I'm dependent on the rain. I'm dependent on the seeds. I'm dependent on the trees and plants and vegetables. I'm dependent on the air. I'm dependent on. Who can say, no, I'm independent? We're absolutely dependent. If I want to see, I'm dependent on the light. If the light goes out, I can have 20/20 vision, and as soon as the lights go out, I'm blind. My vision is not independent. The I'm dependent on this body. If some part goes out, then I lose functionality. I'm dependent. Krishna is not dependent on anything. Everything is within him, everything is included within his energies, and his energies are under full control. So he's independent. He doesn't need anyone. He doesn't have to depend on Indra for rain or Chandra for moonlight or anything. He can do everything himself. He gives them an opportunity to serve. If there's no Brahma, he takes over the post himself. Not that, well, there's no Brahma. No Brahma, he'll do it himself. Everything Krishna can do independently. And none of us can claim that I'm independent. Finally, every one of us is dependent on something, which is dependent on something, which is dependent on something, which is dependent on Krishna. But I'm falsely claiming independence. I'm independent as if I have no, I'm not answerable to any higher authority. Of course, I'm answerable to so many authorities. I'm answerable to the government, I'm answerable to the tax man. I'm answerable to my parents, or I'm answerable to my husband or my wife. So even materially, I have no independent existence. I'm imagining that I'm independent. But I'm not. I'm dependent in so many ways. But the self-realized person understands that finally, I'm dependent on Krishna. I'm dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And actually, I'm not dependent on so many other things. I think that I'm dependent on my job, that I'm dependent on my wife, that I'm dependent on my this, I'm dependent on my that. Finally, the devotee is just dependent on Krishna. And if Krishna, he thinks, if Krishna likes, he'll maintain me. If Krishna doesn't, so desire, and I can't be maintained anyway. He understands that finally, I'm dependent on Krishna. And everyone else is dependent on Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj, therefore, he was speaking so boldly to his father. The father said, by whose power are you speaking so boldly? Everyone's afraid of me. How are you speaking so audaciously? Prahlad said, by whose power you're able to do everything, I'm able to do everything. You're also dependent on Krishna's power. But I know I'm dependent, and you're imagining that you're independent. So, the living entity, is his constitutional position is to be the servant of Krishna. And one should know that position and act accordingly. The living entity has no separate independent identity. The whole world is trying to establish an independent identity, everyone, by a certain way of dressing, by a certain way of acting. I create my special identity. That's all rubbish. I proclaim that I am Indian. I'm American, I'm Costa Rican, I'm this, I'm that. This is my identity. We imagine all these identities in terms of some temporary bodily situation. This is called ahankar, false ego, false identity, imagined identity. But actually, we have no such identity. My identity is that I'm Krishna's servant. That's my eternal. Every other identity is imagined for a short while and it disappears. My Indianness, my Americanness, my belonging to a certain family or a certain this or that will be finished. My black hair or my white hair or my big body or my swim body or my whatever body it is will be finished. So my real identity is that I am Krishna's servant. Or, as Prabhupada says here, I'm marginal energy of Krishna. That marginal energy is at the present moment trapped in material energy, and when he's Krishna conscious, he becomes freed from that trap. And at that point, when one is in knowledge, Prabhupada said he ceases all material sense gratification or renounces all kinds of sense gratificatory activities. The topic here is sannyas. Yam sannyasam iti prabhur yogam tam vidhi pandava nahi sannyastra nahi asannyastra sankalpa yogi bhavati kashchana. Yogi means one transcendentalist or one who's connected with the Supreme. Krishna says it's the same. Yoga, that Arjuna is torn between yoga and sannyas, or between action and renunciation of action. Prabhupada portrays Arjuna as wanting to renounce the battlefield. And he has the idea of giving up all activities as sannyas. But here Krishna says there's no difference between sannyas and yoga. Karma yoga and sannyas. Karma yoga means action in Krishna consciousness. And sannyas means renunciation. So Krishna says there's no difference between renunciation and acting for me. They're the same. Or Krishna says that if you want to act for me, it means you have to give up. You have to be a sannyasi. If you want to be situated in Krishna consciousness, if you want to be situated in karma yoga, you have to be a sannyasi. Now, what does that mean, to be a sannyasi? That you leave home and put on saffron dress and that the Lord has explained in the previous verse. Anashrita karma palam karyam 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 karma karotiya sasanyasi cha yogi cha na niravnir na chakriya. A sannyasi is a person who is not attached to the results of his work. Anashrita, who doesn't take shelter of the results of his work, who's not dependent on the results of his work, who's not seeking to get enjoyment from the results of his work. Karyam karma. But still he works. Why does he work? Karyam, because it's his duty. Not for sense gratification. I may get sense gratification by performing my prescribed duty, or I may lose sense gratification. Arjuna complained that if I kill my relatives, my grandfather, my teacher, my brothers, how will I enjoy? How will I enjoy? And Krishna, in essence, says, your business is not to enjoy. Your purpose in fighting is not to enjoy. Your purpose is to satisfy me. Criterion for action or inaction is not, will it gratify my senses? Criterion is, will I
gratify Krishna's senses? Will I satisfy Krishna? Because I'm not the independent enjoyer. I have no independent identity. Hand has no independent identity. Hand has an identity as part of the body. You take the hand and cut it off, and you can pin it on the wall as a display, but and say this is a hand, but it's useless. Hand means part of the body. When it serves the whole body, then it's a hand. When you put it on the wall, it's a so-called hand. It can't function as a hand. Looks like the minute hand in the clock. You take it out of the clock, it's just a little piece of plastic or iron or whatever it is. You can call it a minute hand, but it doesn't function as a minute hand. It's useless. When it's in the clock, then it's a minute hand. Then it moves, and every movement is significant. But you take it out of the clock, it can move from this side of the room to the other. It's useless. The living being has no separate, independent identity. There's no meaning to anything he does when he's disconnected from the service of Krishna. And when he's connected, then everything is significant. But anashrita karma palam karyam karma karoti asasanas. When a person acts as a matter of duty, without considering the result, without trying to enjoy the result for himself, then he's a sannyasi. We were in New York one time in an airport seeing Srila Prabhupada off, and His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj came. It was in the evening. At that time he was in his Purvashram, Grahastashram, so he came directly from work. And he said to Srila Prabhupada, he offered a bit, Prabhupada, I'm sorry for coming in my karmi clothes. He was dressed in suit and tie. Prabhupada said, not karmi, a karmi yogi. And he quoted, anashrita karma pulam, karma karma karoti. Sansanyasi. Oh, when one acts for Krishna, then one is a sannyasi. And nani hi asanyasta sankalpa yogi bhavati kasya. If he doesn't give up the spirit of sense enjoyment, how can he be a yogi? Or how can he be Krishna conscious? If I'm always thinking, how will I enjoy? How will I enjoy? That's different from Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conscious person is thinking, how will Krishna enjoy? How can I give enjoyment? How can I serve? How can I serve Krishna? And the materialist is thinking, how can I enjoy? How can I serve my senses? So as long as one is thinking, how can I enjoy, how can I satisfy my senses, then how will he be a yogi? So the yogis restrain their senses from all kinds of enjoyment. That means the yogis who go to the forest, sutro deshe pratishtapyas kiramasana vatmanaha, they find a place that's not too high and not too low. They put down a deer skin and a soft cloth on kusa grass. And they practice severe austerity. So they're yogis. They give up their kingdom or their home. They go off to the forest. But here Srila Prabhupada says there's a Krishna conscious person is actually a yogi and a sannyasi because he's engaged in serving Krishna. the purpose of jnana and yoga are automatically served when one is engaged in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, they're more or less useless. Simply to be renounced or simply to be cultivating knowledge is not in itself the business of life. The business of life is to be engaged in the service of Krishna. And when one is engaged in the service of Krishna, he's automatically not engaged in the service of Maya. When I'm thinking, how can I please Krishna? I'm automatically not thinking, how can I please my senses? The real aim is for a living entity is to give up all selfish satisfaction and be prepared to satisfy Krishna, just like Arjuna. On the consideration of his own sense enjoyment, he didn't want to fight. Kimno rajena govinda, kimbo garajivitena raha, yeshamartya kanjivana. How can I enjoy if I have to kill my relatives? But at the end of Bhagavad Gita, nashtamala smitir lobta tvat prasada maya chuta stitosmi gata sandeha kvarishe vachanam tava. The Lord told Arjuna, nimitta matra bhavasavya sachin, just act as my instrument. And Arjuna agreed, yes, now I'm free from illusion. By your mercy, I'm situated in my constitutional position. I'll do what you say. This is the business of the Krishna consciousness. To act according to the direction of Krishna or Krishna's representative. The bona fide spiritual master is considered the representative of Krishna. Sakshat hari tena samasta shastra. So when one follows the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, one is understood to be following the direction of Krishna. Guru mukha padma vakya chate te kuriyaki arna kuriya maniyasha. My only desire is to carry out the instructions of my spiritual master. That's my business. Someone may say, yes, I want to serve God. But then what does he do to serve God? He does whatever he wants. Whatever he thinks he wants to do, and that's all. But the spiritual master is there as the representative of God. Do this. Couldn't I do that? No, do this. He's restricting. No gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex. Prabhupada says in Srimad Bhagavatam, the householder doesn't even have sex without the sanction of the spiritual master. Not that I'm married, I can have sex as I like. Even that. I'm not an enjoyer. If I'm going to have sex, I'll have sex for the service of Krishna only. That means if my spiritual master approves, then for the service of Krishna I'll have sex, not as an independent project for my own enjoyment. A genuine disciple doesn't think, I have a separate identity, I'm my own man. I have a guru. He's there. When I need some advice, I go to my guru. Maybe when I need some blessings, I go to my guru. But otherwise, I do what I want to do. That's not a disciple. The disciple's not an independent agent with a guru for a decoration. A guru is not a pet to enhance the life of the disciple, like a cat or a dog, that's there as a member of the household, to enhance the happiness of family life. That's not the guru's role. Disciple means shishya. Shishya means from shastatu, one who agrees to be under discipline. He is the servant of the spiritual master. He may be grihastha, he may be sannyasi. Not that now I'm a sannyasi, I'm independent. When I was a brahmachari, then I was under the discipline of my spiritual master. But now that I've taken sannyas, I'm Narayan. Or I'm independent, no? Yam sannyasa miti pravara yoga. Sannyasi has no other business than to carry out the prescribed duties given to him by the bona fide spiritual master. Similarly, the grihastha has no other business. He's actually a disciple. Then he may be married, he may be brahmachari, he may be sannyasi, but his identity is the same. My business is that I'm a servant of my spiritual master. Who is my spiritual master? He's the representative of Krishna. Yes, your devi grow bhakti ta devi titanguru. Tasi I take a titanguru to prakashan. Max, with faith in Krishna, faith in the spiritual master. And then everything is revealed. What faith means, kodesheva chidamtava. I may like it or I may not like it. It's not that the spiritual master's business is to tell me what I want to hear. And he's a kind of blessings machine. Whatever I do and I try to, my Guruji will bless me and I'll be happy because Guruji's blessings are there. It's not the business of the Guru just to bestow blessings for your material sense enjoyment. Mm-hmm. And people think that. Swamiji, come please bless my office. Swamiji, please come bless my house. Swamiji, please come bless my new car. Swamiji. Yes. They think that the business of the Swamiji's business is to bless everything. Bless my sense gratification. Swamiji's business is to tell you you're a nonsense rascal. And your sense gratification is the business of the dogs and hogs. Because you're imagining you have a separate identity. That you're a separate enjoyer and that you'll be happy by your program of separate enjoyment. No. Sarva dharman pratyajya mane. You give up all your other nonsense and just surrender to Krishna. Not carry on with your material nonsense and I give you my blessings. One time one Prabhupada was in a train with his devotees traveling somewhere in India. And some gentleman came and piously asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, if you could please give me your ashirvada. And maybe the Prabhupada asked him what kind of ashirvada he wanted. Or else anyway, the final line was Prabhupada pointed to one of the shaved-headed devotees and said, I give you my ashirvada to become like him. Yes. That's the real ashirvada, not that I bless your illusion. I bless you to get free from your illusions and to be engaged in the service of the Absolute Reality. not that I bless you to go on being diseased and happily diseased. The blessing is to be cured from the disease. That means sannyas. Sannyas to sankalpa. Sankalpa means imagination. I'm imagining. I'm the husband of this wife. I'm the father of this child. I'm the son of such and such. I'm the brother of such and such. I'm American. I'm Indian. I'm this. I'm that. Sankalpa. Imagination. Or desires, sankalpa. Desire to enjoy in a certain way. Well, I'm not the enjoyer, that's an imagination. I'm constitutionally not an enjoyer. The enjoyer is Krishna. And my business, my constitutional position is to give enjoyment, not to be the enjoyer. So the business of the spiritual master is to instruct the disciple, to guide the disciple, to engage the disciple. And the disciple will always be occupied in the service of Krishna. It may be this way, it may be that way, it may be by one engagement, it may be by two kinds of engagement. But you should always be occupied in such a way that you'll think of Krishna, that he'll be a devotee of Krishna, that he'll worship Krishna, that he'll offer obeisance to Krishna. His whole life should be molded in such a way that he's existing for the service of Krishna. Whether household life or relaxed life, retired life, his life is molded in such a way that he's always thinking of Krishna and always serving Krishna. Then he's a sannyasi. Doesn't matter, he's a family man, he's working, he's this, that. But when it's all for Krishna, then it's as good as sannyasi. And the sannyasi, if he thinks, now I'm a sannyasi, everything is for my enjoyment, then he's as good as a grihamedi. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nantanam Najanam Sundarim Kavitam Ba Jagadisha Kami. And I also don't want to be inactive. There's no such thing as inactivity. Probably no one can stand on the platform of inactivity. If I'm not engaged for the service of Krishna, I must be engaged. But I'll be engaged in the service of Maya. Even the so-called sannyasis who profess giving up the world is false, jagan nitya. But then they get engaged in philanthropic activities, opening hospitals, opening chicken farms, opening orphanages. Because inactivity is not possible. I may imagine that I'm one with God, I am God. But I have to act. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jatitis tatra karmakrit. No one can be inactive even for a moment. So either I'll be active for Krishna, I'll be active for Maya. So our business is to be always active for Krishna. Then we're rightly situated. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
From your previous lecture, when you spoke, I had the note, it is similar. You said that purpose is not to enjoy Krishna, but to satisfy Krishna. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned that our mentality is that enjoy now, Krishna later. So mm-hmm. we neither get enjoyment nor get Krishna. Mm-hmm. So we have to train the mind. How do we train the mind so that we always...
Therefore, the spiritual master's direction is there. We train the mind. Chitete kuryaita. The mind should be one with the order of the spiritual master. What does that mean? It means that the mind should always be thinking, how can I carry out the instructions of my spiritual master? Prabhupada got an instruction. Whatever you've heard from me, try to preach in English. And Prabhupada was doing that even in his householder life. He was trying to preach in English. Then he retired to Vrindavan. He continued. Then he retired from Vrindavan. He was always thinking, how can I carry out this instruction? So it may be some particular missionary activity, or it may be some general instruction, do this, do this, do this, do this. But I should be thinking, I have to do this. Not thinking of other things. Not watching the cricket game. How will I think of Krishna and watch the cricket game? How will I think of Krishna and watch Star TV and all these things? My only desire is to carry out the desire of my spiritual master and see what's on Star TV tonight. Doesn't work that way. So it means anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vajra. What's favorable for carrying out my spiritual master's instructions, I should accept. And pratikulyasya vajra. What's unfavorable, I should reject. That's called surrender. If one wants to make advancement, one has to surrender. So there's a surrendering process. Surrender, surrender, surrender more, surrender more. So one is completely surrendered. Otherwise, if I'm trying to maintain my independence, whether as a brahmachari, as a grihastha, grihastha is not independent. Maybe he doesn't live in the temple, maybe he's not under a temple commander, but he's still not independent. Servant.
You told you the disciples has to carry out the instruction or the thing of the spiritual master. What if like the disciples, how they carry out, it's by the mercy of the guru or it's by the blessing of the Krishna? Like the instructions to be carried out by the disciples.
By his own desire. It's not that how do I carry out the instructions of the spiritual master? Well, I wait for some sannyasi to come by and bless me. Or I wait for Krishna to bless me. So we find that we say to someone that you should surrender to Krishna, you should take spiritual life seriously and say yes, and Bhagavan desires. And then Bhagavan already desires. But you don't desire. So, first thing is we should be serious. And then when we're serious, we should seek the blessings of Vaishnavas. We should seek the blessings of Krishna. But not that I'll wait. Till I get the blessings of the Vaishnavas, I'll gratify my senses. All glories to Shri Prabhupada.